Thanks for watching, everyone. For our latest Artemis Live video interview, I'm delighted to welcome Matt Britton from PwC. Matt is a partner in the PwC Bermuda Insurance and Reinsurance Practice, and he's also the Risk Assurance Practice Leader there as well. And so Matt's got a deep insight into the Bermuda marketplace, which obviously we care about at Artemis, and he works closely with clients from across insurance, reinsurance, and insurance-linked securities there. In particular, Matt's got a focus on audit and risk control oversight of companies. So it'll be interesting to hear how he thinks the Bermuda market is responding to the global pressures that we've had of late. Welcome, Matt. Really good to see you.
Well, Steve, thank you. It's a pleasure to be talking with you today.
Great. So to start, I thought it'd be good to hear your view on how you feel the Bermuda market has weathered the particularly volatile global environment of recent years. Perhaps that's where we could begin.
Yeah, no, great. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think about just how challenging the environment has been for the Bermuda market, the multiple years of cat losses exceeding 100 billion, far-reaching impacts of the global pandemic, and more recently, rampant inflation and the rapid rise in interest rates, I think you have to say that the Bermuda market has weathered extremely well. It's shown fantastic resilience. It continues to innovate, and it remains a market that attracts new capital and new entrants. I guess I do have to temper or balance that view and recognize that as a result of the challenging environment, you know, that many reinsurers have failed to generate returns that meet their cost of capital for the last 5 years or so. So I guess what I'm saying, Steve, is your choice of words, weathered, is probably a good one. It's probably a good reflection of how a number of the reinsurers actually feel.
You make a very good point there about cost of capital, and obviously we've moved into a harder marketplace. Do you think, or do you hope, that that's going to help the industry to better demonstrate its ability to meet that hurdle?
Well, yeah, I definitely feel that 1-1 of this year was a turning point that should start to allow reinsurers to have a platform from which that they can start generating those returns. It'll help them meet their cost of capital.
So how big an issue do you think the global macro environment and the financial market volatility has been this year for Bermuda's marketplace?
Oh my God, I think you'd have to say that it's been acute and very wide reaching. And I think again, you can take a lot away from the outcome of this 1-1 renewal season, actually, when you think about it. If you were to ask the question, why after a number of successive years of sort of plus $100 billion cat losses, why was it that it was this particular 1-1 where we saw such a dramatic shift? I think a large part of that answer would have to be that this renewal season came off the back of the significant interest rate rises and rampant inflation, right? Obviously, the impact of the interest rate rises has been a significant decline in the market's overall capital position as reinsurers have suffered unrealized losses in their investment portfolios. I should probably point out that as we evaluate that decline, we should be aware that those losses are not considered credit related, and we're not getting the benefit on the other side of the balance sheet where reserves are not discounted. But regardless of those factors, I think we've got to recognize that puts us at the very lower end of the capital position that the Bermuda marketplace has been in for the last sort of like decade. Another thing then outside of interest rates has been inflation, where I think that, you know, we're still probably maybe early in understanding and seeing the actual potential impact of inflation. Both from the perspective of reserve adequacy and how it's getting factored into pricing on a go-forward basis. So those are the two sort of like macro level impacts that sort of we're thinking about. The flip side to this, though, is always like the flip side, what is the other side of the coin? I think you would say, as we all would, that in insurance, you know, at its core, its purpose is there to help people and companies mitigate risk, manage uncertainty, etc. So while we are in a period of great uncertainty, I think it also presents a lot of opportunities to insurers and reinsurers to help their clients manage through this uncertain period of time.
That's a really great point as well. It's so much volatility in the world in all sorts of angles, and obviously that does bring opportunity to those who can help in managing risk. I guess the other big volatility drivers are the catastrophe losses that you've mentioned, but also climate risk as well. And now we're in a hard market environment, and some reinsurers are growing their books of nat cat risk, while some others, some fairly well known, are shying away from it and even pulling back from that segment. So what's your perspective of how the Bermuda market is navigating these trends? And I guess particularly as Bermuda has been such a hub for catastrophe risk over the years.
I'm enjoying your choice of the words weathered and navigating, very climate related. So your choice of words is great. I think over the past 5 years or so, the market has been very carefully navigating these waters. What I think we saw at 1/1 though was a signal that the reinsurers are done with simply navigating, and that they're setting their sights and ambition on forging a profitable path forward. I would say that you're right. There are much more varying appetites for Nat Cat in the Bermuda marketplace than there once were. I think it's important to take a little bit of history when we think about that. It's partly as a result of the fact that there were lots of acquisitions over the past 10 years of Bermuda insurers into larger groups that have had less appetite for the volatility that Nat Cat brings. But it's also due to the fact that over that same period of time, many of the Bermuda reinsurers have diversified their books of business away from Nat Cat. And that diversification has not only reduced their reliance on Nat Cat, but it's also given them a platform that provides greater agility and options for them. But to get to your point, there has been that varying appetite. You know, while there are those varying appetites that are out there, at 1/1, we should point out that we did see across the market, we saw a dramatic increase in pricing. We also saw reinsurers pushing up their attachment points and therefore moving away from the working layers while also narrowing their coverages. So yeah, varying appetite, but certain trends at 1/1 that were all effectively moving in the same direction. Well, what did 1/1 show us there? Well, ultimately we saw reinsurers pushing some of the volatility back into insurers' balance sheet. So the next thing I think that I'm interested in seeing is, like, while we kind of feel that the reinsurers are remaining cautious at this point in time, if the market continues to harden, will some of that appetite return, or will some form of new capital come into the marketplace to step in and provide some of that earnings volatility that maybe the market has somewhat moved away from as a result of 1/1?
Yeah, that's a great point as well, because we are beginning to see some sort of plateauing in pricing in the cat bond market, which obviously prices beyond 1/1. And I do think that we're also beginning to see a little bit of evidence of people perhaps getting more appetite for that earnings volatility you speak about. Do you think the ILS market potentially has an opportunity to make itself more important to reinsurers at this point in time?
I think the ILS market is extremely important to reinsurers. I think, again, over this past kind of like decade, sort of the amount of capital that the ILS market has provided to reinsurers has been extremely important. I think that, yeah, to your point, we have seen less investor appetite over the past sort of 12 months. And again, I think we're looking to see, will any of that capital, or how much of that capital will return? We do have the idea that there's a lot of that there's a lot of PE capital waiting on the sidelines, ready to be deployed. Mm-hmm. And presumably that's going to come with having a look at sort of how does the market continue to progress? Does it remain hard? Is there some softening in it, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I think everybody's looking for the evidence at the mid-year this year, aren't they?
Mid-year renewals are going to be very interesting.
Yeah. So great. Thank you, Matt. And finally, I was wondering if you could give us sort of what are your top issues that insurance, reinsurance, or ILS players in Bermuda really need to keep on top of through the rest of 2023 and perhaps beyond that as well?
Okay. It's a great question. sort of potentially a lot to talk in there, because there's lots of issues that are out there. I mean, we PwC recently did our global CEO survey, and the top three issues concerning CEOs of insurers were inflation, the macroeconomic volatility that you've spoken about, and also cyber risk. And I think that, you know, if you look at those three, you'd say, hey, listen, they make a lot of sense. They're not necessarily unsurprising. I personally think, though, the sort of the more unique aspect of today's environment is the absolute amount of uncertainty that's out there, and the confluences of challenges, and also how interconnected they are. You know, you start a conversation today about geopolitical uncertainty, and if you let that conversation run for a little bit, eventually you're going to get to how that in turn leads to increased cyber risk. So there's an enormous amount of connectedness to all of the challenges and risks that the environment is facing. And I think reinsurers are currently, they're recognizing that, and they're saying to themselves, hey, listen, I've got to become increasingly agile. And this is in turn leading to a conversation about transformation, or a broader conversation about transformation. How do we transform from a capital perspective, a tech perspective, people distribution, et cetera, et cetera. So I think a lot of these things are going to cause a bigger conversation from a transformation perspective. As I look at the reinsurance market specifically, I think there's also a need to focus on relevance. As you pointed out, a number of reinsurers have shied away from prop cat and various secondary perils. And if you think about reinsurance as one of many forms of potential capital solutions, insurers are definitely going to be thinking about their options. And there's therefore a need for reinsurers to get to grips with this environment, where we expect that we're going to continue to see multiple catastrophe events happening in multiple regions, which means the reinsurers are going to have to get an increased level of confidence in how their models and their pricing is going to adapt to this new environment of multiple cat events happening in multiple regions. Mm. So yeah, interconnectedness and how are we going to adapt our models and our pricing for the environment we're in.
Yeah, that's a really good point, and a great word to finish off on, interconnected, because it does feel like the whole world is so interconnected these days, definitely when it comes to risk as well. Yeah. So thank you, Matt. Really appreciate you spending some time with me today, and great to get your insights into the Bermuda market as it sets itself up for what could be a very profitable year given the hard market environment. So maybe we should catch up again in a year's time and see how they've all done.
Absolutely. I would be a pleasure, Steve. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt. Great to speak with you today.